Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching? I was
hitting him with body punching. I heard him asking, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Down deep in Aussie Productions.
Making women's gestures like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm gonna treat him like he's a C-plus fighter. I'm gonna dominate him with dogfish fight.
I'm talking about punishment. We're gonna punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough, or you can stay your ass there all night until you ain't had enough.
Man, I feel I'm the best in the sport, and to be the best, you got to beat the best. And all I did was beat opponents. I worked my way from the bottom to the top. I won a title by beating top competition and top fighters. This guy was the
champion.
Do you
feel that you're the best super middleweight right now?
Good morning, TBV. Somewhere, right? I mean, we missed it by a couple of minutes. I mean, we're only 10 minutes into a good afternoon, and what a good afternoon it will be. Me and the main man, Mike, who's in studio, that's right, here in New Jersey. It's freezing, but he's loving it. So we're going to chop it up. We're going to give you, some boxing talk today. I mean, Eddie Hearn reacted to me and Mike's road trip, right? We were out in Alabama, and I guess we caused some ruckus. You know, guys not giving us the credit, but it's okay. We do what we have to do. Listen, as you're jumping into the live stream, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Hit the thumbs up button because we're back. Hit the thumbs up button for all the content that we brought you from the Wilder Cam. Hit the thumbs up button because Mike's in New Jersey. I mean, hit the thumbs up button because TBV is rocking out with you morning and afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. So without further ado, let me introduce my co-host right here in Jersey.
Him 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed fans over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yo. What's going on, big homie? Back in studio. Long trip down in Alabama. It was fun.
Monotone Mike.
So I was going to be monotone, Mike, until you start talking that bullshit like you are now. You know what I'm saying? But what's good? Yeah, we made some ruckus. Eddie Hearn, you know, felt some kind of way about 60-40. But if Wilder does over a million, it should be easy, right? 60-40 should be easy. But we'll break it down and get into it.
Hit the number one on that studio, on that fan. So, I mean, let's get into the facts, right? We got some audio that we want to play and
comments today.
What, they want 60-40?
Well, he said that, and then he said that he would take no less than 50-50 now.
I'm sick and tired of idiots out there who think he wants the fight. How stupid have you got to be to think that Deontay Wilder wants this fight? Just listen to what he's saying.
So let's stop it right there. He's obviously reacting to Wilder saying that he wants 60-40, but that he's willing to take 50-50 to make this fight for the fans. All firsthand, what are you taking from this?
I think Eddie's trying to, I think he's really kind of nervous, you know what I'm saying? Because Wilder said he even sees it doing 2.5. We all know that's a real, real high number. But if he get half of that, or if he get like 900,000, 800,000, then that puts Wilder in a position of power, because for every number one, what you tell me? Is that better, man? You cut my whole goddamn segment. I was telling me he hit a motherfucking number one. Are we finished?
I mean, I should have to tell you to hit the number one three times.
If I wasn't here, who would be hitting the fucking number one?
Well, if you wasn't here, it would have never been on number three.
Oh, okay. All right, turn me up. They saying turn me up.
I already turned you up, but tell Mike turn himself up. He fucking monotone as hell.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? Do I sound like a
He monotone as hell. He on some, you know. That's him. I'm telling y'all, bro. Listen, this time with Mike has showed me he mad, laid back, and he's all quiet. I call him a mumble rapper. Ask him the entire trip. I'm like, bro, you're a mumble rapper. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He be like, yo, what?
These guys. But anyway, I think Eddie's just getting kind of nervous, man. And one reason is, like, just because, like, if Wilder does over 800,000, then that puts him in a position of power, because AJ does a million over in England. If you factored that down to US buys, which would probably be like $75, it's like 3-for-1. So there we go. But Eddie got to say what he got to say, and we got some more stuff on Eddie that make Eddie sound a little salty, or, you know, a little mad. But we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Wait for Ness to get from behind me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that people behind me shit. But anyway, let's go. Stop it, Mike. Stop it, Mike. Hey, get the fuck out of here, you guys. And if you look right now, smash that thumbs up button, man. Helps with the visibility of the show.
It absolutely does. So let's see here. Let's continue with this audio, right?
So, yeah.
Boring.
It is becoming
boring. Oh, yeah. I want 60. Mate, fuck off, mate. You ain't earned $3 million. Fuck's sake. I mean, a row of beans over here. You could walk up any city, any high street, any town in the world and ask anyone who Deontay Wilder is. No one's got a fucking clue. He ain't even going to do 300 buys on pay-per-view on Showtime. You want 60 for, you idiot. Fucking don't waste our time. Don't use Joshua's name to try and gain profile and publicity.
He sounds salty to me. I'm just saying. That sounds like idiot. I mean, he's using some strong words. Like, why? I don't know. Why wouldn't Wilder? I don't know. Why wouldn't Wilder want to fuck Eddie up at this point? Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean? You know what I'm like, you called the man an idiot. Like, I don't know. I mean, is that how you want to negotiate? You're saying, first of all, you're saying that they don't want the fight. I mean, you're calling people Shirley. Now you're calling people idiots.
I could have sworn Eddie was like, they were making like progress last week with people from like behind the scenes or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just remembering something.
I mean, you're right. Coogan asked him about that. Let's see. Let's see what happened. Yeah, let's see
what did he say?
There's only one Deontay Wilder, bronze buffer.
He definitely said that.
Well, that's what he said. Yo, Eddie is so funny. But no, he actually, this one.
The time, wasting my life. Wasting.
What about all the talks you're having?
Oh, because that, maybe he's just saying it, I don't know. But if that's what he really thinks, please don't waste my fucking time. I'm really fucking busy.
Oh, what happened then?
You can't just gloss over that. Did he just like kind of
He definitely was tongue-tied. Fast Car Eddie's transmission was stuck right there, like he was grinding gears. And he never answered the question, because he said that there was progress. But in an interview that I did while we were in camp with Deontay Wilder past week, he said that that's bullshit, that Eddie's lying, that he's not negotiating with anyone in his team, and he's just making it up. So now Eddie is caught in what I am seeing, because I'm an expert at reading body language.
You are.
I'm a fucking expert.
So what is Eddie body language?
His body language tells me he got caught in a lie. He didn't know what to say when Coogan said, but what about the progress you're making? He's like, well, if Wilder really believes that, like, what happened to answering the question? Where's the progress? Who are you talking to? You know, because when I spoke to Deontay Wilder, he said he don't give a fuck who Eddie's talking to. He ain't doing business without Al and Shelly. So, like, I don't know. You know, on one hand, you got Eddie saying, yeah, I'm getting progress, but it's not with Shelly because, well, excuse me, Shirley, because anything coming out of Eddie's mouth, he's calling him Shirley, which is another indication that you don't really want to make this fight. You just don't want to make, not in my opinion.
I think Eddie was just playing the public last week saying that he was getting progress when he really wasn't. And the reason is
he's trying to clear the public perception of Joshua.
Exactly.
Joshua's name is smeared right now throughout the media as the man that doesn't want the fight. And it's not YouTubers. It's not bloggers. No, it's mainstream media. This shit is on ESPN. This is on Fox News. This is on Skip Bayless. This is on Stephen A. Smith. They are saying it on DAZN. Fucking Sports Illustrated. What's his name?
Chris Mannix.
Chris Mannix said it on DAZN.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't escape what's out there. So what he's trying to do is damage control.
Yes, change the public narrative about Joshua. But in doing so, he leaves his backside open, you know what I'm saying? No pun intended from the video this weekend. But he leaves his backside open.
And for those that don't know, head on over to our Instagram at The Boxing Voice, and you can see Eddie being attacked. I mean, I think he was attacked. You know, the caption says he was attacked by Deontay's boys. I don't know. You'll check it out. Now, I'm joking. He was attacked, though, but by his own boys. But, you know, we just spiced up the comments because it was hilarious. They pulled his pants down. It looked like it was an airport or the hotel. But shout out to Tommy Coley for having balls.
I can't blame Eddie for doing it, though, because, I mean, it's all about being a good promoter and being and what's in the best interest for your guy. So
you know who else was a good promoter?
Who was that?
P. Diddy.
Yeah, hey, no lie. No lie.
You know, and Eddie gives me that feel, that always in the video, always talking for the rapper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got the shiny suits on. You know what I mean? He's walking around with the Louis Vuitton bag with all the money. And it's like, bro, you want more shine than your fighter?
The boxing Diddy, huh?
But that is the narrative, right? The negative narrative. Me, on the other hand, I love what he does. He's raising the profile for all his fighters. He's using his own popularity to raise their profile. He posts pictures of DeAndre and Farmer and obviously all his UK fighters on his own social media, simultaneously raising everyone's profile. Eddie is definitely doing a good job, but remember that a promoter is there to promote, protect, and capitalize on their investment.
And another thing that you can say that Eddie does probably better than any other promoter in the game is work with the other promoters or at least try to work with the other.
I don't know about all that fucking better, bro. Everybody works with somebody, though. Keep it real.
Everybody works with somebody.
Top Rank is working with Frank.
When they have to.
Well, Top Rank is working with Frank.
That's not the same, though. That's like a
I mean,
a
who's
right
Eddie?
Thing.
Eddie's working what? With who?
He's trying. He's reached out to
reaching out and working with is two different things. Get out of here, Mike.
They won't give him a damn shot.
And who gives a fuck? That ain't again, Mike.
If
yo, this is another thing that I learned.
If we want to see Tank versus Tevin, which is a fucking damn good fight, then they gotta work with Eddie. So what's the big deal with
bro? This is another thing I learned about this guy. Super sensitive. This guy super sensitive.
What's the big thing in not working with Eddie though? Because even down at the Wilder camp, they don't really want to fuck with Eddie either. Like at the end of the day, you're gonna have to fuck with Eddie at a certain time and point, and you can't blame the guy. You got to leave your personal
brother. Why do you think so many people don't want to fuck with Eddie, bro? Maybe he needs to check himself. He better start with the man in the motherfucking mirror.
What I mean,
No. You know what you mean? I'll tell you what you mean. I'll tell you what you mean. It's what Eddie means.
It's I'm wasting my life. Wasting.
What about all the talks you're having?
No, because that. Maybe he's just saying it. I don't know. But if that,
what happened to the talk? But then look, he clearly deflects.
What he really thinks? Please don't waste my fucking time. I'm really fucking busy. You know.
See? What happened to answering the question? Let's just deflect. But this is okay. This is Eddie 101. I texted him this morning, or this afternoon, 2 minutes before lunch. And I haven't got a response back because I wanted to get him on the line. Let me make sure that I don't have him on the line here.
But anyway, like, what's the big thing in, like, not working with Eddie?
I don't know. Look, he's doing a good thing. I'll tell you this. For me, last night, I was standing around and watching, you know, the videos of Andre and how many views they were having. And I'm happy. I'm happy. I've always said it. You know, you just got these mindless sheep UK fans. Yeah, they come into the chat and they just like pro Eddie, so they don't hear anything that we're saying and just like, oh fuck you, you Yanks. You know what I'm saying? But I've been bigging up the zone since day one.
Absolutely.
I'm happy that you know, now Andre's a champion. He's getting the recognition that he deserves. He's getting you know, being seen. You know? And now there's a huge possibility that he could get a Canelo fight. And those are good fights that I want to see. I want to see him, you know, take on a Daniel Jacobs and stuff like that. So I'm happy. I'm happy. Plus, the accessibility, man, of these apps now is better. Like, look, we were on the road and that was very convenient. Not to have to say, damn, I DVR'd, I got to wait till I get home. You know, we watched it on the laptop. You even fucking transferred it HDMI to the television.
Man, fuck all that. That ain't the question. The question is, if Waddle does a million plus or a million and a half, is he now the A-side and can give Joshua that 60-40 split that he's getting more money from the 60-40?
Well, let's stick to the facts.
Okay.
The facts is that Eddie took this statement out of context.
He definitely did. This statement
was made based off doing 2.5 million pay-per-views.
Yes, it was.
And he said, obviously, if he does 2.5 million pay-per-views, he deserves 60-40.
Absolutely.
But because he wants to make this fight for himself and for the fans, he will do 50-50.
This is exactly what he said. Exactly what he said. But Eddie's still hesitant to, because I think some numbers came out. If it does 300,000, he gets 80-20. If it does 500,000?
Fake numbers. Whose poll was that?
I don't know who poll that was, but I did see it on fucking Twitter, so I'm not.
All right, so what? Twitter's the end-all, be-all? Tell Mike get his shit together.
I mean, Twitter's a
listen, who gives a fuck? What the fuck does 300,000? First of all, who's doing this math? Because last time I checked, 300,000 is 900,000 in the UK. So don't get smacked, okay? Don't fucking get smacked with facts early in the day. Like, this is stupid. Whoever's making these dumbass polls, okay? 300,000 in the U.S. is fucking nearly 900,000 over there, all right?
If this price point at $75. Right quick, we got a super chat from Texas C. Did Wilder deflect when he asked about the zone signing the biggest fighters? No, he actually congratulated Canelo. It was like, yeah, man, good for him. Hey, blessings for him. But he said he wouldn't fuck with Eddie. Like, it's meeting Wilder, man. Like, you see that it's not all about the money with him, man. It's not
all. I just can't wait for this fight. This is no different than the Errol Spence Kell Brook situation. I am just waiting.
Absolutely.
They all gonna jump ship. Who's the next guy? Who's the next hype job?
Over there?
Yeah.
It'll be a little while, but if Joshua loses, then they'll probably try to have Joshua versus Fury and have that guy fight Wilder again. You know what I'm saying?
No. But I mean, another guy like
Daniel Dubois. Easy.
No, he's way off. He's got
That's
time.
That's what I'm saying. He's the next guy, though. But
yeah, but he's got time still.
There's no guy over there.
He doesn't even have that aggression. I mean, I seen that Kevin Johnson fight. Jesus, did you know that was like probably the first fight I watched? Like, anything else was like highlights. And you see, this is what I'm saying about, watch a guy till I gotta watch a guy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And this was a fight. It was like, all right, Kevin Johnson, a bunch of common opponents. Anyway, I'm getting off topic.
But like White, I mean, the way Eddie was talking in the same interview is White and Del Boy would not be happening.
Del Boy signed to David Hay, and I'm happy because let me tell you what's happening, right? They have now upped the offer because I've watched the same interview that you watched. So they have now upped Del Boy's original offer, right? So now people, Eddie said, look, He first was asking for a boatload of cash, and instead of coming back with David Haye as a manager and asking for a reasonable amount, they've come back and asked for even more, right? But this is the difference now. There is a huge opportunity or possibility that David Haye turns to his left and says, hey, Richard, what could we offer Derek Chisora on the American PBC Fox Showtime side? He's a heavyweight.
That's a good point.
He's a heavyweight. Get him a Konaki fight? Can Ooh. We get him a Charles Martin fight?
Ooh.
Can we get him a Brazil fight?
Ooh.
Can we get him a Deontay fight?
Deontay who?
I mean, Deontay Wilder. Think about it. Wait a minute. Don't switch your face up and none of these fucking turncoat UK fans try to turn their cheek, because didn't Eddie just offer him $5 million for Chisora, $8 million for White? It was just a month ago. So what? It's different now that Eddie doesn't own the rights to Chisora?
No.
I thought what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
What I'm saying is I anticipate this doing good numbers. And if this does good numbers, then you can't go back. And I feel like Dale Boy will be a step back from April.
Wait a minute. If this does good numbers, hold on. If this does good numbers, Dale Boy, name another heavyweight, not named Derek Chisora, that has that much American publicity. At least Derek Chisora fought on HBO versus Vladimir Klitschko on a U.S. pay-per-view.
That's fucking 10 years ago.
Hey.
Fucking 10 years ago. Hey, what?
Marketing 101. Eddie Hearn wants to use him for Dillian White. It's a pay-per-view with Dillian White.
Was it a UD or knockout?
I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know.
Who fucking
but
knows?
But let me tell you what the world knows. The world knows, and they can show reruns of this guy smacking Vitaly. They can show reruns of this guy spitting water in Vladimir Klitschko's face. And then they could show reruns of him getting glassed by fucking David Haye at a press conference. And then they could show highlights of him and David Haye to give people more. I mean, listen, Eddie sold them to me. Don't be mad at me now because I'm buying them and selling them to Wilder. Why are you mad? Because he's not with Eddie anymore. I thought he was good when it was part of Matchroom. He was worth $5 million when he was with Matchroom. He's a pay-per-view fighter if he fights Dillian White. Now, isn't he good enough for the champ? If the champ does good numbers, he ain't good enough, Mike.
He ain't good enough.
I'm asking you, is Derek Chisora good enough?
If the champ does good numbers, I think Del Boy will be a step back unless he goes out and knocks out fucking Dillian White in December or beats a credible opponent. Like
last time I checked, Del Boy just knocked out a common opponent in Carlos Tackham with Anthony Joshua. Joshua couldn't even knock out. I mean, if you're trying to build up a fight, you could just show Anthony Joshua struggling with Tackham and then show, you know, Derek Chisora knocking him out. I mean, it's simple.
That's true. Hey, real quick, we got a super chat from Jack Killsby. He's on your head. The only people that will be jumping ship. The only people that will jumping. Come on, bro. You gotta get that shit right. The only people that will jump ship will be you after AJ takes Wilder's head off. Hashtag the Miller voice.
Yeah, right. I cannot wait.
You can't put jump.
I cannot
jump,
wait. I cannot wait for that fight. You guys don't even know. And I see you already in the comment section. I see so many of you saying, oh, Fury's gonna win. It's so many of them saying Fury's gonna win. But, you know, as soon as he gets knocked out, they're going to come up with the excuses. But go through the comments. We're going to have to start doing shows
about
the comments,
man. Yeah.
Just to make reminders.
It's been some disrespectful ass motherfucking UK people.
Oh, no.
They're
naturally disrespectful. That's how they are. But they're a bunch of punks because you go over there, everybody want to take pictures with you and shake your hand.
Under that J. Diaz video? Oh, my God. It is some fucking... That's why you fucking guys don't fucking make the fucking money. You guys don't fucking negotiate during camp. All this shit. What the fuck? Fucking A. I'm like Eddie now. Fucking A. God
damn. I'm telling you, bro. Listen, brutal. But you know what that is, though? I let it go in one ear and out the other because I know that that's just their passion. That's just their passion. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's their passion, bro. Listen, we're taking phone calls. We're in studio. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. You could also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation. Scorsese, I see you. I'm going to go to you in a minute. What's up,
How
Mike?
You feel about him telling, like, Wilder to, like, fuck off and, like, call him an idiot and all the fuck knows Wilder? Bruh,
where was you at this weekend? This week?
I was in fucking Alabama.
All right. And everything, all signs pointed to me that we don't even have to show this video of Eddie's telling Wilder to fuck off to Wilder, because Wilder already told Eddie to fuck off. He's not beat.
That's true.
You know what this is? UK people can't see it because they're sheep, but this is saltiness. Because he wants to negotiate before December 1st. He wants to have the power, but this is a power struggle. And what he's seeing is that he's losing that grip that he had over Wilder. That once upon a time, he accepted $15 million flat. He lost it, and he's mad. He's upset. Why? Because Wilder went his own way, and he got a pay-per-view. The guy that you said wasn't worth it, the guy that you said couldn't make over $3 million, now is making a rumored 20-plus. We all know he's getting a fucking upside on the pay-per-view, and he's doing a pay-per-view. Regardless if these UK sheep think it's going to fail, you told us Wilder wasn't shit. How the fuck is he on a pay-per-view now? You told us he wasn't shit, but they just did a multi-city press tour and country. You are a liar. You told us that you wanted this fight, but you had a deal with DAZN. Like, the wool has been lifted over hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people's eyes. They can see now. So this is damage control. Those that can't see it, they're the sheep. And we are divided, because those sheep on that side are equally saying that we are deluded. They believe that we are insane. And they have a great claim, because their champion has 4 belts.
Yeah,
but my issue with that 4 belt fucking theory.
Only one.
Where are you? Where are you? They've called you a coward. They've called you a pussy. And I'm not saying they, because fuck the media.
Yep.
Fuck the fans and the bloggers and the YouTubers. Deontay Wilder, Big Baby Miller have disrespected you. Terrence Crawford get disrespected. He runs down on Jose Benavidez in a motherfucking a fight. No cameras, nothing. You could barely see video because he's so dark. But he checked them. Okay? Deontay Wilder gets disrespected. Brazil gets trashed in a fucking hotel.
Billy Joe Saunders runs out of fucking restaurant.
Like, bro, where's the balls at, man? I'm starting to question UK balls right now. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't care if you say fuck me. Do all the thumbs down you want. Because you'll never see another bad guy as bad as me.
Let's smash that thumbs up button, though.
Nah, they can hit the thumbs up. Let me tell you. Anyway.
Real quick.
Do whatever you want.
We got a super chat from John DeJean. Are we doing a TV appreciation in Los Angeles? That's the plan, homie. That is the plan.
That is the plan. Yo, but anyway, let's see if we got callers, some callers.
Man. The voice of the people,
actually,
man.
We got a caller, but if you're on there, you got to press 1, my man. But let me go real quick to the sponsors and then go out to these phone lines.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
You know what I don't get about you guys? And to you guys, I'm obviously talking to the fucking UK sheep out there, right? Like, you get so upset at me. They get upset at me for my nationalism.
Term, y'all. The UK sheep. That shit would be termed, yeah. And it would be in the fucking
UK. And I'm going to get a sound bite. However, whatever sound a sheep makes, I was going to go with but I'm not sure. But we're going to find one.
Put like with like a little bit. Austin Powers in front of it, like baby.
At the end, yeah. But yeah, you know, they get upset with me for my nationalism. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? Damn, that perforated pee probably fucked a lot of ears up right there. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey man, this guy from fucking British Mark, whatever the fuck his name is. You can't spill sheep.
Hey, man, you know.
Oh, my God. These
it's okay. Funny. It's okay because you know what I can spell? Winner. Winner.
Yep. Hey.
Definitely that's what winning, I can baby. Spell.
Definitely winning.
You know?
Hey, man, shout out to Dreamland Barbecue. It's all right, but you know what I'm saying?
Here he go with the hatred.
It's cool.
Here he go with no the hatred.
It's cool.
I feel hate. I think that, you know, I don't like what you were saying about the barbecue the last time, man. Like,
bro, look here. The first place that we went to didn't impress me. Second place was...
The second Dreamlands when we went with the champ.
Yeah. What we go with...
Here go Mike with it. Look at Mike. Look at Mike. He getting rosy cheeked.
What happened?
He got rosy cheeked. Oh, yeah, man. Now they really going to call us the buyer's voice. It's over.
Hey, you brought it up, Nick, not me.
It's over. But, hey. Let me see. We got a new California number? That's what I'm talking about.
Allie in the building.
Okay. So we're going to go to first time caller 310-754. 310-754. First time caller.
Yes, sir. What's happening, y'all?
What's going on? I'm going to go ahead and play this first-time caller intro, and you go ahead and introduce yourself to the world. Let them know your name, where you're calling from, and what city you fight out of.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? This is Dan the Man Boxing. I'm calling from Cali, Southern Cal. That's where I'm from, man.
Dan the Man Boxing?
I'm definitely going to the Wilder. Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
What's going on, Dan the Man?
Good afternoon. Well, good morning for you. You're in Cali.
Yeah, it's morning over here. So, got to get ready to get up to work. But I just wanted to call in real quickly, man. I just wanted to say something here. I saw that interview with Eddie Hearn in the IFL when he completely snapped. What I observed from it, he's reacting to Deontay's 60-40 split in his favor, demand and all that. And let me be truthful to y'all. I'm a Deontay Wilder fan, and I don't understand why he would go that route of asking for that. So I can't defend him on that.
Well, technically he didn't. That's the thing. Okay. Eddie likes to take things out of context. Technically, he said, I am hoping I make $2.5 million. If I make $2.5 million pay-per-view buys versus Tyson Fury, well, then I'm the A side. I deserve 60-40. But even though I make 2.5 million pay-per-views and I feel I deserve 60-40, I still will only take 50-50 just to make the fight for the fans. But Eddie needs something to make Deontay look bad, and he totally took it out of context.
Okay. That kind of makes more sense in a way, because if you think about it, if you take the 2.5, more likely to be the more revenue of all the pay-per-view fights that Joshua has done in the UK. So, because the UK pay-per-view, pay-per-view fights are much cheaper, so compared to here in the States. So I can understand that. But the one thing I wanted to point out, though, is the double standard in that interview, the hypocrisy by Eddie Hearn. And don't get me wrong, I like Eddie Hearn too, but I got to point this out. It's just like, okay, he says that, first of all, you know, he's using Joshua's profile, you know, name to increase his profile. You know what? It's nothing new. Every fighter has done that. Like Floyd did that to De La Hoya, you know, like Hagler's done it to like any Leonard Hearns and Hagler over the years. I mean, every fighter has done that. Even Ali did it for Liston. But the fact is that Hearn is the one who's using Wilder's name to try to sell the Povetkin fight. Now, we haven't forgotten that now. He was doing that, right? He's trying to use his name to sell, pack out U.S. shows over here in the States, and that he's been failing to do that thus far. So he can't be a hypocrite about that. And he also said that if you go around town, nobody knows who the hell Deontay Wilder name is. I was like, well, Eddie, first of all, you were quoted in the, I think it was the Telegraph publication in the U.K., that you said that you couldn't sell out the show in Wembley for the Povetkin fight because people told you that they'd rather see the Wilder fight. They'd rather wait for that.
Absolutely.
So why would you say that, man? So that's a contradiction right there. So, but to me though, let me see. Maybe I want to be a little sympathetic, but to me, I think he's just frustrated and he's under a lot of pressure now because of the zone of De La Hoya deal, which he now has to compete with a rival promoter on the network platform that he's supposed to be on the face of. I mean, he gets one benefit from that, which means he'd be able to put on some shows with De La Hoya. But at the same time, he's still under a lot of pressure to recoup recoup the money that he's receiving from the zone backers to get their investment back. You know what I'm saying? So He's under a lot of pressure. I think he's under. Man. I think he's just stressed out, man. Like I said, part of me seems a little sympathetic for him, but at the same time, I think he just kind of really snapped, and I think it was kind of unnecessary to snap like that, you know, in my opinion. And, you know, however,
definitely, I think it hinders the fight further. I think it hinders the fight further. Like, how do you do business with me? You know what I mean? Like, how do I turn around and tell you, hey, Dan, let's do business, you know, and in the same breath say, you know, call you out your name, you know? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know what the thing, too? I mean, yeah, here's the thing, too.
It's like, look, yeah, I want to do business with Dan, but guess what? Dan's an idiot. Like, what the fuck?
But the elephant.
Yeah, I think that's what Coogan called him. Yeah, that's what Coogan kind of.
Chicago, Boston, New York. All three of them shows probably losing money.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not worried about that. See, I'm not one of those detractors. Those guys were around when PBC first started, and that's why PBC isn't as big as it was, because they didn't embrace it, right? But like every business, if you Google this, every business is expected to lose in their first 2 years. So Eddie is gonna lose.
I totally understand that, but Eddie has always had early success. No matter what it's been, the Fresh Groves.
That's fine. You can have early success, but still account for failure.
Maybe this is the first time he's.
Oh, you're saying this is adding on to his stress level.
Exactly.
Maybe okay. I mean, well, come on, Mike. Bring it full circle.
I was trying to for you. Yo, because
let me tell you, Mike's in studio now. I'm fucking hooked up on his ass. He's in studio. We've been going at it. Right now, yo, word is born. Listen, Dan, wrap it up.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say, though, let's just get the fight happening right now. And to me, I'd rather see it sooner rather than later. Let's put it that way. Because if you go through this whole marination process, it's going to kind of cause a lot of fans to lose some interest. I mean, because we saw that with the Pacquiao Mayweather saga for many years. So I just think that, whatever they got to do, get it done, man. I want to see the fight. May the best man win. You know, Wilder loses, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? At least I got the fight that I wanted to see. You know what I'm saying? It was a good fight. So, other than that, man, you guys keep doing what you're doing, man. Y'all keep up the good work. It was nice talking to y'all, man.
All right. Well, Dan, don't forget to check the YouTube channel, man. We were just in Wilder's camp, and there's dozens and dozens of hours of footage there. So, you can check that out. We're going to head on over to the Skype machine. Scorsese, I'm going to go to you in just a second. It looks like we're adding another caller. I just wanted to have him get his mic in order before he goes on, but you're up first. Listen, caller that just jumped on, can you please mute yourself so we can go to our other callers on Skype? Go ahead.
I got an official interview with the man himself, Chris, the guy who ran Billy Joe out of Nando. So check it out on the channel. Did he drop off?
He sure did.
Oh, man. Yep, Scorsese yep, gone too?
Yep.
No more callers?
Not on Block Talk. We're going to have to wait for them to connect back. But,
yeah, I mean, just saying, Chris was just like, there's no yes man in the camp. Everybody does a part. It's more than just as a team. It's a family. And gives his opinion on Eddie and Billy G. So, all around good interview, man. Got a lot of good information from him.
Look at the comments, yo.
This fucking
look at the guy, right, Chris, the guy who fell over laughing out loud.
Hey, man, if y'all see Chris in the fucking gym, you'd be like, okay.
And he boxes. Chris also pushed Frank Warren down, laugh out loud.
I did. Yeah, I didn't see that part.
Ran him out of Nando's whilst wiping Perry Perry off his face. What the fuck is Perry Perry?
Gotta be some kind of like beverage or something.
Some weird shit in the UK.
Well, yeah, man, Chris, pretty cool dude.
Someone else said he bounced.
Head of security everywhere he go. For real.
Yeah, someone said that it's like Joshua's cousin that's always around Joshua.
The guy with the long hair or the other guy?
I mean, I wouldn't really know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not good at that. I don't know who's in that entourage, bro. Yo, Joshua just goes dark, man. He's on like vacay forever right now.
And shout out to the what's the guy from Britain that was there? What's his name again?
Who?
The guy that was in a wheelchair too, like me.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah, shout out Nate, man.
Nate.
You know what I'm saying? We met Nate, the guy from the UK that does a lot of fights and.
Yeah, cover. he covers AJ a lot. He's in all AJ's camp, he says.
So big shout out to Nate, man. Nate's a good guy.
Yes, he was.
And we finally got Ness to eat some Whataburger, and he loved it. He was like, man, this shit right here is better than fucking In-N-Out.
I did not say that.
Are you there?
That is a lie.
Oh, my bad.
That is definitely a lie.
Are you sure you didn't say that?
I'm sure I didn't say that. Listen, if you're calling in on Blog Talk, make sure you press 1 so that I know that you want to be placed on the call. We're going to go to Skype here. Oh, I guess he's not there. What the heck is that? But
Mike and his damn Whataburger.
I know. No, Mike tries to force everything down.
Hey, bro, that shit was
he forces everything. Here we go. We got the Skype caller now.
Wilder's Bum Burger. These guys in the fucking chat, man.
Yo,
who's this?
Everything down here, bro.
Yo.
Oh, yes, who's this?
I'm on.
No, Scorsese. You jump back in late. But matter of fact, go ahead. Hey, talk to us, Scorsese.
Oh man, look, man. All I got to say is Eddie Hearn. That motherfucker is funny. He was doing an interview with somebody. He started rapping. He said, "Stop, collaborate, and listen." I said, "This motherfucker's crazy." He was rapping the French. What's that song? The Ice Ice Baby shit. That's my dude.
Okay.
That is a white boy rap.
But he's the biggest star in boxing. Eddie Hearn is my biggest star in boxing. Him and Josh, they moguls. Right? Like Joshua got his own little personality. But it goes to a good laugh.
Hold on a minute, Scorsese. Hey, could you mute yourself, my man, till we get to you? Because I tried to go to you first, but you was dropping the ball. Thank you, brother. Go ahead, Scorsese.
Yeah, he just that dude, bro. I can't miss an Eddie Hearn interview. I don't care how nobody feel about it. I'm straight out the South. I support all the Southern fighters, Deontay Wilder included. I've been hard on him, but at the end of the day, bro, I got to fuck with Eddie Hearn, bro. He's so personable. He the biggest star in boxing. I don't care if you
Okay. Enough fucking teabagging yourself with Eddie's balls, all right? Now tell us why'd he take his comment out of context just to rile you up, just to get you to love him more?
I didn't know exactly what Wilder said, but maybe he didn't know exactly what was going on. And he was just saying, you ain't fucking being generous to us, but come on, who thinks Wilder's gonna do 2.5 million? That just ain't something.
Wilder thinks that. Wilder thinks that. That's his comment. That's all. So if you're gonna react off his comment, react off it in context.
But Eddie's at 3 a.m. in the morning doing the zone.
That's his fault.
I mean, he ain't keeping up with everything that's coming out of a training camp in Alabama. He doing this. He told you I'm fucking busy. But at the end of the day, he doing his thing, bro. Like, Shelly, they need to learn a thing or two. We need Al Haymon need to learn a thing or two. How are you an Eddie Hearn to do the talk? When Adrian Broner hired that white Mike dude or whatever he was, it was a good idea, but Adrian didn't do it right. For Al Haymon, it'd be dope as shit to get me a U.S. version of Eddie fucking Hearn. That nigga is the biggest star in boxing.
So let me ask you a question. How many YouTube views translate to pay-per-view buys?
I don't know. For who? For in context of who? Like with Eddie or with Wilder?
In context of this conversation.
I'm clueless.
Because you want Al Haymon to invest in a fucking face, right? Yeah, to sing and dance. Eddie, you want him to get really? P. Diddy up here to be all in the video singing and dancing with the clown suits, you know, talking more than the fighters, lying for the fighters, deflecting for the fighters. If that's what you want, right? Because you want him to cater to the YouTube community?
He can't make no Eddie is bigger.
Because if it's not just the YouTube, all right. So if it's bigger, why his shows haven't done over 6,000 tickets? Yet he wants to laugh at American fighters that do 6,000 tickets.
Country, not here. He's trying.
No. He is here. That's what we talking about. We talking about here. We talking about a fight between his fighter and an American fighter. That if the American fighter does what, again, in context, the American fighter's talking about 2.5 million fight pay-per-views. If he does that, he's the A-side.
And Scorsese, I always thought you was right about that until this very moment right now. Because, like, when you think about it, Eddie Hearn does an interview, gets upward to 25,000 above every time. There's no limit, right? But
be specific, 25,000 what?
25,000 views. Like,
he don't even throw punches. Ain't nobody looking for
I know, and I understand that. But look here. Think about this right here. Just think about this right here. If Al Heyman does a interview with anybody, that shit would fucking probably do 10 million views.
The first one would. Instantly. Then he would have to maintain
so
us.
Al Heyman can like come out at the right time and maybe do an interview, which he probably won't ever do. But if he does, the shockwave and the shot value that would have will be priceless. So that's why you keep boxers in front and you keep the people behind the scenes that need to be behind the scenes. And I feel like you feel. I feel like Eddie Hearn is one of those guys that needs to be in front of the scene because he does a good job.
No, Eddie wants to be in front of the scene because he loves the camera, okay? You ain't out there doing – you don't see Bob Arum on no fucking yacht doing the kiki or getting his pants pulled down, okay? Yeah. And Eddie – I'm not saying it's a bad thing because he's smart, because you never saying, oh, Dave Allen fighting so-and-so. No, you saying Eddie's heavyweight is about to fight. Eddie's welterweight is about to fight. Now, I don't know if that means good for the company or not, but I guess it means good for relevancy, you know. But when's the last we heard of Daniel fucking Jacobs? He's got a fight this week. I feel like crickets. I feel like crickets.
There's a HBO like little special with Barry Hearn that has like 6 million views on YouTube. So all you guys in the chat that's laughing at 10 million views, you think if Al Heyman, a guy who never does an interview, a guy who had a background in boxing, music, and all around making money, won't go viral, you guys are fucking...
Dude, that's the sheep. You're commenting to sheep.
You're right. My bad.
Can I finish it up?
Go ahead, bro.
All right, look. Now, I didn't say Al Heyman wouldn't make it a big splash on one time. I'm just saying Eddie maintains my viewership. Like, this nigga's crazy, bro. I don't know if Al Heyman got the personality to make me.
How many tickets does it translate to? How many tickets does it translate to?
I'm not saying for him, he's doing great.
No, because isn't the running joke that there's still tickets available for Wilder's fight? Aren't there still tickets available for the motherfucking Jacobs fight?
It's tickets available for the Chicago fight 2 weeks ago. Nigga. What you talking
you
about?
Can still get you yeah. can still get Vargas Delorme tickets yeah, right yeah. now.
You can get fucking right now. But shout out to Eddie though, man. He does a good job.
Scorsese, did you go? All right, let's move on. We're gonna go to. It looks like Marcus in DC. Talk to me.
What's going on, Marcus?
Yo, what's good? Good morning, Boston boys. Good afternoon, shall I say? And listen. We already know, man, the spectacle of boxing is alive and well. And that's why Eddie Hearn is capitalizing. Like we said, the sport of boxing is somewhat dead because we know some of the outcomes of these winners. The fights that we don't know the outcomes, people drag their feet on making, such as the Wilder Joshua. Even though I feel like Wilder win, at least in the public, it's a 50-50 fight. The fight needs to be made so that we can get answers to the questions. Absolutely. Any of these other fighters he has right now, he's just trying to fill that money in for DAZN, the zone that he got. Just like, and I'm not going to knock too hard, those early PBC fights were very similar. They were fights that we didn't necessarily need to see. It wasn't until later on in their campaign of being a provider that we started to see the fights that everyone wanted to see. So I'm not going to knock him for those. However, he needs to understand that Wilder is what makes this fight. The same way Triple G made the fight for Canelo. Canelo, without any other brand name, he's going to do $300,000. We already realized that. So anything that's 1.2 is not just Gennady. It's the Gennady and Canelo together. Whatever it is Wilder does, I mean, whatever it is Joshua does, no matter what Wilder does as an individual, he has to understand that Wilder brings a similar A-minus, B-plus side to it that's not to be relegated to something just insignificant as if he was fighting White or Chisora or something. So, I mean, you know, like I said, Eddie knows what he's doing. He's chumming up interest, advertising, promoting. He's the ringleader of the circus. It is a circus. And most, if you go to any circus nowadays, especially Universal Soul Circus, you might not remember the performance, but you sure remember the ringleader, man. So that's all that's all I can see about that, you know. So it is what it is, you know. Andrade will get a fight soon, I guess, against Canelo whenever they feel he's vulnerable. Who knows what's going to happen? If they don't make this fight with Wilder and Joshua in April, man. But what else can we say?
Bro, this fight ain't happening in April, man.
Hell no, it's not.
I mean, you know what? Nah, we can't say that. We can't say that.
We
got to
call it. We got to call it.
Nah, we
got.
Nah, we can't say it. We can't say it.
If they make the fight, it's real.
We got to wait till December 1st, bro. That's when we're going to know.
December 2nd.
That's what we're going to know.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because look, that's
the legit way to do it.
No, but no, it's. I don't understand. You know, I think Eddie is afraid, right? Because if you're Eddie Marcus, why not wait till December 1st? You're already out there on IFL interviews saying that he's not even going to do $300,000. So let him fail. And now he's forced to B-side. He's forced again to take whatever, right? But if he doesn't fail.
At least in his mind.
Yeah, if he doesn't fail.
Sales. He knows that. He knows it hurts. It hurts the fight. He's either lightweight admitting that he knows Wilder will beat Fury. But it's just saying that the event won't do as well, which gives him leverage. But I don't know if he's sitting here saying that Wilder's going to lose to Fury.
I don't think he
believes that.
I'm saying it won't do over 300,000.
I don't think that's relevant. That goes back to Oscar. Well, not really, because again, we're not talking about what people do as an individual. We're talking about getting two people together. What that fight generates. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. But Marcus, the argument, listen, but the argument and the reaction, right? Deontay's argument is, if I do 2.5, I deserve 60-40. But because I want to make the fight, I am going to accept 50-50, no less.
Right.
That is the argument, okay? So the reaction from Eddie is, man, fuck off. Don't waste our time. You're bugging. You know what I'm saying?
Right. With Crawford doing 2.7 against Ramirez, albeit on a more
that's free,
prominent
that's
network.
Free.
Huh?
That's free.
Nah, I understand that. But, you know, everybody talked about how much Earl did after the Olympics that time. I understand it's free, and I understand there's a different metric from it being on a premium network. But what I'm saying is that if Wilder is able to do 2 million viewers, you know what I'm saying, with Fury, which to me, I don't think is impossible because, I mean, let's not get it twisted. Fury is the lineal heavyweight champion.
But you got to get 2 million people to probably pay $75 for the fight.
Marcus, you're killing us. With some great knowledge, but we do have other calls I got to get to. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Skype again.
Oh, hold on. Whoa. Jack, it is the truth. Bro, you good. I didn't even see the comment until Ness told me about it in the car. But you good. That's small shit. Go ahead, bro.
What the fuck is that subliminal-ass message, bro?
What are you talking about?
You.
He know who I'm talking to.
Oh. All right, so we're going to Skype. What's your name, first time caller?
Hello.
Yes. It's you. Hello. I want to talk to. Yes, it's you. We don't know your name. What's your name?
My name is Ridwan.
Ridwan, what's going on? Where are you calling in from?
Calling in from London.
London in the house. Talk to us.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I want a point that you raised about it making it difficult for the fight to happen with Eddie Hearn's comments. I sort of agree with that.
Okay, elaborate. Tell us more.
But I think that in the past, Wilder hasn't exactly made it easy for Eddie as well. I think this is the first time he's actually snaps at Deontay Wilder back at him. Hello?
Okay, yeah. We hear you. What's up?
Yeah.
Keep going, mate. Keep going. I mean, what do you want? You know, you're stopping. Like, Talk to us. Don't be shy.
But I don't think the fight is going to do 2.5 million buys. So I just don't think that's going to happen. But I think it can do up to 300,000. But then even then, I don't know. We don't know who the star will be from the two of them.
I mean, so I don't know how that 300,000 and 2.5 is way off. So, you know.
But I just don't think. I think it's safe to assume that fight is not going to do 2.5 million buys. From how long we've been watching boxing, I just don't think that's going to happen at all. It's too far off.
Hey, man, I don't know. Did anybody think Canelo versus Floyd was going to do 2.4? No one expected that. No, what? What? Wait a minute.
Go on.
In order for you to prove that you thought it was going to do 2 point something, you have to tell me the last fight that did 2 fucking million.
Well, Floyd is already a proven pay-per-view fight before that anyway.
It doesn't matter. Before that day, it doesn't matter. Before that day, who the fuck did 2 million?
Pacquiao, my kid.
What? You Google that shit. I don't know that. I never heard of that shit. He bugging Pacquiao Marquez.
Where you at, Ron G?
You crazy, bro. I never heard of that shit.
But
yo, last time I checked, Canelo and Canelo and Mayweather broke all records.
Okay.
Numbers and gates, all type of shit they broke. Just Google Canelo pay-per-view. I mean Canelo Mayweather. You crazy, man? This guy bugging.
Real quick, though, I did hear about Canelo Mayweather, and I wasn't even watching boxing. I was working at a Honda plant. It's fucking echo, man. Killing me. I was working at a Honda plant, and guys were talking about it. Like, hey, this little cinema kid, fucking bad as hell. And I was like, damn, he way bigger than Floyd. He might beat Floyd up. So I watched. I ended up buying him that fight back then, too. Like, I never knew shit about boxing. It was just like one time thing. I had a little party. I'm saying that was just it. Never watch boxing again.
But you went for Floyd.
Of course.
Casual.
Of course. Yeah, I'm black. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And another thing, that thing where Eddie Hearn said about them going December 1st, I also disagree with that. I don't know why he wanted to negotiate on that time. But thinking about it, in the past, with what we've seen in the past, Shelly does take a long time to get back to Eddie. He took about 2 weeks to get back to him with the clauses in the contract that he wasn't happy with. So I think he just wants to get the ball rolling. But waiting, doing it by December 1st, I think makes no sense. At least wait till a week after the fight. But I think he's just worried about the fact that Shelly just takes a long time to get back to Eddie and just taking long to reply to emails.
All right, baby. You're punching after the bell. Let me get to some other callers. Thank you for calling in. We're going out to Brandon in Cincinnati. Talk to me.
What's going on, Brandon? Yo, B.
Brandon, wake up. Go on once. Twice.
In a natty.
Out of here. Shh. Booyah. Oh, I should have hit him with that. I was going to hit him with, you bum. Let's go out to Texas.
KD, motherfucker.
There's a lot of things I like to do, so just try to, my game's the box, man. I don't know why they going to call me, because I'm a 54 pounder, but I have a brother that's 160.
Yo,
JD.
What's going on, man? Yo, first of all, I gotta start off with saying I cannot wait to go to goddamn LA for this fight. But real quick, man, Scorsese, what did I hear him correctly? Cause I it was hard to hear through all the bullshit, right? But did I hear him say that Eddie Hearn was the biggest thing in boxing?
I don't think he said that. Did he say that? I think he said he...
he did say that.
He said Eddie Hearn's the biggest...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. What you smoking, Scorsese?
Yeah, I think... I mean, for real, that's what... I don't even know what to say to that shit. But anyway, man, long story short... getting to the point of the conversation, which is why the 60-40. You know me, man. I try not to get involved with the whole. I don't too much care about none of that shit. Just make the fucking fight. Like who cares about like all the rest of that shit? And Wilder is kind of contradicting itself a little bit. because on one hand he say he don't care about, you know, the money and none of that shit. Then on the other hand, he,
see, that's the problem with people. Y'all don't know how to move on. JD, after you toy with me for four months. You play with my emotions for 4 months, you know? You have me agree to $15 million. My mind is set now that I'm going to make $15 million. I've never made $15 million. And this is me. This is not Wilder's thought. This is just me as a motherfucking man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you pull that shit. Not only do you take that away from me by never really wanting to make the fight happen because I agreed to every single thing you wanted, right? But you also are saying in the public that I'm an idiot, that I have no one knows me, that I need to raise my profile, that I'm deluded. I mean, like, bro, you're calling my manager a female's name. Like, I mean, are those indications of people that want to fight? Like, so he accepts this $15 million flat, and you still don't give him the fight. So this is his stance now. Fuck that offer. So it's not about, oh, Wilder said it ain't about the money. He said that at a time where he was willing to take $15 million flat to show the world that he was ready to fight September 22nd. That date has gone. That shit is over. You all need to move on. That's done. After that, you disrespected the shit out of me. And now you expect me to go back and take that same bullshit again? Man, you guys is crazy, bro.
Right. So you're saying now he's saying basically, fuck it, you're gonna have to pay me now.
Oh, hell yeah. Because now he's doing his own thing, ain't he? Whose B side is he? Last I checked, he the A side in this fight.
And then he said for the fans, he would take 50-50, which all big fights like this should be taken. Unless you're like Canelo. Or a guy that just brings the people to the American market. But AJ's not proven over here. So whatever Wilder does is going to be way better than AJ. So with that being said, I mean, just Eddie, make the fucking fight. Just come with a fucking offer that says 50-50 split. And we'll both sides happy. Both sides will be happy.
Real quick. Yo, real quick, I don't understand, Nash, before you cut me off, I heard you
boxing nowadays, man.
You shot a A-side, shot at Eddie Hearn.
Everybody wants to be the A-side. Everybody wants to call the name the fucking A-side.
Yo, you got to keep the headphones on because you talking right over him. Oh.
Yo, real quick, though. You shot a shot at Eddie Hearn and you hit my man Danny Jacobs. I didn't really like that.
I mean, it's the truth, bro.
Shout out to my man.
Jacobs made good money, obviously. He obviously made good money by signing to Eddie, but, you know, he's not raised any profile, and that's the hypocrisy that I'm talking about. You can't say one man needs to raise his profile. Meanwhile, he has a million followers on Instagram. How many does Daniel Jacobs has? Look him up.
Not even close.
Because how long has he been signed to fucking Eddie? Where's the profile at?
Not even close.
Who's going to this fight? Like, are you flying in? You're the biggest Daniel Jacobs fan we know. That's why we call you JD. Like, hey, no, your name is JD, but we know that you're the biggest
Jacobs
fan.
Out of this, man.
Yeah, I know, but keep it real. Are you flying in for Jacobs' fight? You coming to Manhattan? I mean, Madison Square Garden? You sound like Eddie. I think that's the new thing to do. When he fight who?
When he fight Charlo, you damn right I'm there.
Charlo, he ain't even signing the zone. I guess that's never wary. JD, man, thanks for calling in. Let me go out to Skype. We got Michael. Is it Michael first? Let me double check. No, it's Vito. Vito, talk to me.
Hello?
What up?
Yeah. Ness, every time I notice every time you go – you come from Wilder's camp, you act this way, like you talk over people.
I act this way.
Is that where the check is coming from? And
Vito, wait, Vito. So wait, Vito.
I'm not gonna let you talk over me, Ness.
Wait, Vito.
Let Vito go, man. Vito pissed off.
Listen, Ness. I know you're a big boy, you know, and I'm equally a big boy. I would like to bet with you, bet $2,000. Show me an interview where, prior to the 15 million offer, before the 15 million offer, show me an interview where Eddie insulted Deontay Wilder. Eddie has never insulted Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder has been the one being.
So wait a minute. So you don't do that? So are you Eddie. Serious?
I got one of mine right now.
Are you serious?
It's
bro?
The one that he was rapping with the glasses on.
$2,000, Ness. $2,000. Seriously, show me a show
so
me.
You don't feel like when
one.
He was rapping bro, with the glasses on was insulting to Wilder? That's before
yes,
any offer
yes.
was even been ever talked about.
You said Eddie called Wilder and
Eddie. It's easy, man.
Eddie has never snapped until this last man. Interview. Eddie has never snapped, even when Deontay Wilder called Eddie a white insult. Man milking a black man. Yeah, Eddie never snapped until this last interview. Come on, Ness. I mean, I understand that you're a Wilder fanboy, but keep it real, yo. That's the one reason why I love this channel before. But every time you go to Deontay Wilder's camp, you come back acting like this, and it's really distasteful. Really, you're talking over your anyone that has a different opinion from Wilder from against Wilder.
Vito,
you just talk over the person. Vito,
that's always right. been the case, though. That's always been the case. So I don't know what you're talking about. I've been doing this show. I've been doing this show for how many years, and I cut everyone off. That is the show.
No,
this is what I do.
Man.
Yes, yes,
I don't know how many
yes.
Years
and you're wrong, okay? And you're wrong. And you're wrong, by the way. You're wrong. You're wrong, by the way. Okay, you're wrong. Eddie Hearn has been disrespecting Deontay Wilder from the very beginning.
How?
Bruh.
How?
Man, you didn't hear Mike? Did you not watch the video when he put the sunglasses on with the blue shirt? You ain't watched
yeah.
that?
You said he called him an idiot before.
I never
then,
said the word before.
Feeling,
I never said
know,
the word
I'm
before. I never
the,
said the word before. I never said the word before.
Video,
what you're
word,
doing, what
Eddie
you're doing
insulted.
Is being selective with my words and taking them out of context. I never used the word before. I never said, I never gave you a fucking timeline, Vito. I never said Eddie called Wilder an idiot in 2015, 16, 17, 18. So stop lying. Your whole argument was based on me me saying that he was an idiot or calling him an idiot. But when? I never said when. He
okay.
said it. That's
okay.
why we're doing
okay.
the fucking
now,
show.
Let me give you that.
That's
let
why we're doing
that.
The show because he said
when,
it.
When has Eddie been disrespectful, being cheesy? Like you, I can tell you the video you made and said you liked that shit because he was being cheesy. That was your word. That's to tell you how much of a fan I am to this show.
But it doesn't matter, Vito. That's my opinion.
That's how he feels.
That's my opinion. That's not Wilder's opinion. If I like Eddie putting on sunglasses and fucking mocking a black man, right? Or imitating a black man, that is my opinion. But what about the black man that he's imitating? The fuck is wrong with you?
The black man that was being racist and telling him that he was a white man milking a brother?
Yes, that black man. What do you want me to do?
You get something from being in Wilder's camp, but you seriously, the way you act every time you go to Wilder's camp,
I transform.
The way you act when you come back.
I transform.
But I mean, the same way he felt about Eddie with the sunglasses is the same way he felt about Wilder saying
no. But Vito, what about forward Eddie saying now calling his manager Shirley? That's not a sign of disrespect. To you, that's comedy, right? It's okay. It's
calling,
tasteful.
Calling Shelly Winkle. You mean that?
No. Calling Shelly Finkel Shirley Winkle, a female's
yeah.
name. That's what? That's comedy to you. That's not disrespectful. Why? Why would it be? It's a UK
yes,
man.
Yes,
it's a UK man.
To Shelly, but
no, that's disrespectful that to listen. That's disrespectful to Wilder. That man works for Wilder. And let me give you some backstory. Since you don't like that I go to Wilder's camp and come back just transform, here's what you'll learn, okay? He didn't have to keep Shelly. Shelly got rid of all his fighters, okay? All of them, Danny Garcia included, everybody. He kept Shelly for a reason. There's a personal relationship there. He's answered the question numerous times as to why he still has Shelly, why he still has Mark Breland and Jay and Al Heyman. He is a man of loyalty. So okay. If you disrespect Shelly, okay. you're disrespecting him.
Absolutely. Okay, I agree. Okay, now, yes, your point. Yeah, I agree with everything you've said. Now, what about Wilder going after Anthony Joshua, calling him a pussy and calling Eddie?
Okay, well, you tell me, Vito. Okay, Vito, let me answer. Let me answer because you know you're on the outside looking in, right? But Wilder is texting and conversing with Anthony Joshua. And everything him and Anthony Joshua are saying, Joshua's running and showing Eddie Hearn. So if Joshua is telling, Joshua is telling him something in text and then turning around, showing Eddie and Eddie coming out in the media and saying something totally different, pushing the goalpost further back, as a man, why would you respect me? Why don't you have the right to call him a pussy? Just like as a man, AJ has the fucking right to do a video and say, I ain't no pussy. He lying. Here go the fucking text right here. I said I'll accept the $50 million. No, you don't want to say that, right? You don't want to hear that.
When you start having major endorsement, you know, I know for a fact that your behavior will change. You know, when you start. AJ doesn't owe you anything. Has Howard Stern's behavior changed?
Has Howard Stern's behavior changed? Because that's who I'm modeling myself after. That's my idol. I look up to Howard Stern. Has his model changed?
AJ don't owe anybody any video to come out to say I'm not a pussy. Oh. No, he has responsibility.
So then why does Wilder owe AJ an apology for you?
You see what he did to Showtime?
What?
Oh, you didn't. Showtime backed AJ from the beginning.
Okay.
But when it was time, he simply moved because Eddie wanted him to move. AJ's loyal to Eddie. Eddie has been guiding his career.
Okay,
so,
but Vito, we're saying the same thing, Vito. We're saying exactly the same. They have alliances. They both the same way. AJ's loyal to Eddie. Wilder's loyal to his team.
Yeah. Team. But when that talk came out, when Deontay Wilder was talking to AJ, I remember the channel called Fagot, or is it Fanon, saying stuff like they're bypassing Eddie. They're talking to AJ privately and stuff. Now, how do you expect that to seem to Eddie, really?
My friend, why do you think that Deontay Wilder bypassed Eddie? Because Eddie's in the media, since you don't want an answer, you don't want to answer yourself. Eddie's in the media saying the $50 million doesn't exist. Vito, before you say anything, keep in mind, everyone knows they're both getting $20 million for this fight, right? Him and Fury.
Okay.
So, like, why would this man who already does business with Al Heyman, who has already done, I don't know, Anthony Durrell versus James DeGale in Boston, where Al Heyman overbid. He overbid $3.1 million on that fight. Overbid. It was outrageous. It was headlines that he paid that much money in Boston for that fight. And Eddie was part of that. You know, okay. Eddie's done how much business with Al Heyman? How much business has he done with Al Heyman to turn around in the media? Didn't he just do business with Jesse fucking Vargas? And Jesse is still signed to Al Heyman. He still got on the Zone podium and said, I want to thank Al Heyman. So why would you purpose? You know why? Because he doesn't care. He knows that. First of all, Al don't care. Al don't care. But Eddie don't care. Eddie don't care about disrespect. He's selling. Okay. He's a promoter.
Okay, Ness. Let me point out one thing for you.
You got one last thing to point out, by the way, Vito. We got other callers, okay? You hear me? You hear me?
Vito got a hold on.
Let me point out one thing.
You hear me though, right?
You cannot compare Jesse Vargas fight.
Vito.
Fight of Deontay
Vito. 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 I want you to choose your words wisely because you're not listening to me, and I'm telling you I need you to wrap up because I've given you like 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. All right? Okay. Just one question. I want to ask just one question before I leave. You said I was listening to your you talk before I called them. You said something like that fight is not happening in April, man. Do you know something I don't know? Because the way you said it, you sound so convincing.
Yeah. I know something you don't know. You're a fucking sheep and I'm not. I hear Eddie speak. And every fucking interview he does, he says Dillian White for April. Every interview.
He just came back from Wilder's
Man,
camp.
Man, get out of there, bro. Like, bye, Vito. Bye, Vito. There's other people on Skype. All right. You've had 100 minutes.
Yeah.
Michael, in the UK, your turn.
Whoa. We got a super chat from my guy, Jack Kilsby. Nets always gets like this when he's down in Alabama.
No, that's the new thing now. Vito started a new thing. I transformed. Good. What do I turn into? Wilder turns into the Bronze Bomber. What do I turn into?
Giving Wilder.
You think I give a fuck what y'all think? You think I give a fuck? Dog, I'm right here. You don't got to tune in. I'm talking. I'm going to talk regardless. This is my therapy. I'm going to talk.
Giving Wilder his post-burn rub down.
Give him whatever. Michael, talk to me. All I know is I'm going to have the last laugh. That's all. Because at the end of the day, my man got to fight day man. That's fucking bottom line, pussies. You motherfuckers could talk for the next year because we all know he's going to run for another fucking year. Okay? But gonna get so little. He's gonna start feeling claustrophobic when my man catches up with him. And it's only getting worse. He's only gonna get better, more confident. You guys are crazy. Now he's on this stage. It would have been better for him to fight in front of 90,000 people, never being in this stage, never doing multiple city press tours, never having to interrupt camp. You motherfuckers fucked up. You fucked up. I can't wait. And you know, it's so funny. Oh, Ness, you're biased. Motherfucker, what do you call an Eagles fan? What do you call a fucking Dolphins fan or a Miami Heat fan or a LeBron fan? Shut the fuck up! Go ahead, Mike.
This thing's going off, Mike. Goddamn.
Okay, well, can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, you sound great. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, look, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go down through this route. Yeah, this is for the Nez. Understand Nez's position. He's friends of Wilder, so I understand he ain't going to say negative. But the fans, the people listening to the show, these guys, you guys have to understand. First it's Crawford, then it's Spence with his A-side nonsense, and now Wilder coming out saying 60-40 and 50-50 and
he says 60-40 on the only condition if he did 2.5. And even if he did 2.5, I will still take 50-50 because he wants you guys to see the fucking fight. That's
simple. Never gonna do 2.5. It's never
okay then. So hold on. If it's not gonna do 2.5, then the statement is irrelevant.
Of course, it's irrelevant. That's the whole point. It's irrelevant. It's the waste of time. He's talking shit.
So why are you guys so fucking bent out of shape about it?
Like, and also as well, reiterating the last.
Why are you mad, right, homie?
You know, I'm gonna be quick on this. I'm gonna be quick on this because the last guy was talking about it. Look, end of the day, I'm sick and tired of people bringing up race when it's not relevant to the story of the situation.
Both of them black.
It's like Shelly Finkel's white. So why is he talking about Eddie Hearn looking in the cow, but Shelly Finkel, his manager, is white? Do you know what I mean? He's contradicting himself. So I just don't like it when people, like a lot of like American guys do that, right? When they talk about stuff, they bring race into it. It's like bring race in important stuff. Like when people and cops killing people in the street and that kind of stuff.
The difference is
not relevant to
the difference is Wilder runs this shit. AJ don't necessarily run his shit. Even though the $15 million flat fee was a bad deal for Wilder. He still was going to take it.
Even though people was like, don't take it.
But as soon as Eddie said, don't take that $50 million, Joshua did not take that $50 million. That's all I'm saying.
He earns over $60 million a year. He's in the Forbes list for one of the highest paid sports people in the world. Man, he runs his shit. He's got his own promotional company way before Wilder had. Do you know what I mean? He's got his own shit.
Imagine if he would have took that $50 million.
Do you know what I mean?
He probably made $110 million last year.
Huh?
If he would have took that $50 million, he probably would have $110 million last year.
Did you hear the news about Canelo and his own deal?
No, I didn't.
News about AJ and his deal? Do you know what I mean? They're making big money, thank you very much. So, like, do you know what I mean?
I thought AJ had a one-fight deal.
Wilder came out and said, Wilder's all fainting because he's
Michael, don't you know something we don't know, Michael? I thought AJ had a one-fight deal. What happened?
Well, you're going to find out soon enough. You're
going to
hear from
me
soon
enough.
So let's
big news
coming
out.
90 seconds.
He sound like, I'm going to have to play that Eddie sound, but I told you we should have clipped that just for that, bro. Whenever you
Wilder
sound like
couldn't
that.
Run a bear. Stop it, Mike. What, run a bear? Man, he run his own team, bro. Wilder has a final say-so. With AJ, he consults with Eddie, and they make a decision.
The time wasting my life. Wasting.
What about all the talks you're having?
No, because the...
60 seconds.
Damn, that's just
my nigga. Shit, he was talking like me.
That's just good. Oh man, let me see who we got. We got Red Wine. We got him.
Get
we got
back
Mike.
To the green mile, my Mike.
And we got Vito. Oh, we got everybody finally. We out. Get some lunch in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's time to eat.
Mike, you sound boom. Stupid with that
boom.
Comment. Okay, Wayne.
Boom.
Shout out, Wayne. I miss you, homie.
Wayne is super troll. He ain't never going to let us know who he is, little chump.
Nope, I do. I have no inside scoop on.
Look at all the UK right. Fucking pussies hitting the thumbs down. Look. Damn, 82 thumbs down. That you got to make it 300 thumbs down.
Yeah, you come on.
300 thumbs seconds. Down. Then I might be scared. 82, that ain't shit.
Mike, please. I'm coming to Conway to visit my sister in 2 weeks. Blow one. I'm not in Conway.
Whatever that's at.
I'm in Jersey. Conway's like right outside Little Rock.
Comment section, hilarious.
All right.
Yo, anyway, I'm your host, Nesta Gets. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Gotta go.
Hey, follow me on IG. Damn it, Echo. Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. And I appreciate the following. Check out for the channel. We'll be coming back with some more stuff later on the day, for sure. Peace. After I get some fucking water.
Peace.